Yes. Are you ready?
Ready. So it hasn't been recording this whole time. That was cute though, I thought. That's nice.
Hey besties, this is That's Just My Opinion with your host Marlene. Let's get started.
I like it.
Hello. I don't have an intro for today because this was very unscheduled. Unscheduled, very scheduled. We've been trying to make this happen for a long time. And for one reason or another, it just hasn't. And then today it was just like, well, today. Yes, today. Okay, I'm there. It literally happened. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast that we're back. I'm sorry, guys. I keep on saying I'm back and then I'm never back. But then, you know, whatever. This is another episode. And today we are here with my pal, Val.
So cute. Hello.
Val, do you want to introduce yourself? What's your name?
Yes. So happy to be here. Valerie Gonzalez, also known as Eco Pal Val. Also excited to be here. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, like you said, and we finally made it happen.
Finally.
So cool. We're at the public library. Support your local libraries.
Shout out.
We can do creative, amazing things like this because of this resource.
Yeah.
That's my soapbox.
We literally just rent a room.
Yeah.
Take you get a little library room, card. Little library card, and we're able to record here, which is really cool.
So cute.
Then there's people passing by kind of just staring at us, but you know.
Yeah.
What can we do when we're the center of attention, right? Just used to it.
Just shine.
Just used to it. But today we are going to talk about several different things. But we have been talking about having you on ever since we did Bonitas Sin Limites.
Yes, and that's coming back up. So I hope you're ready for some fun stuff. Yeah, that's going to
really
happen again.
Does.
Round two.
Ever since we
March.
Oh my god, it's almost gonna be a whole year.
Yeah, it's coming up March 11th, International Women's Day. Y'all better be ready.
Ready to celebrate all your women's, even though I know a lot of countries, I want to believe, because it's not just Mexico, but a lot of countries don't celebrate Women's Day. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
They
celebrate it differently. Like, for example, in the United States, if it's Women's Day, I'm like, oh, you know, happy, you know, day, because you're an amazing woman,
right?
Because represent, and because, you know, you're also kind of an activist and you do all of these things for all of us.
We celebrate.
And yeah, and in Mexico, because of everything that has been happening with like feminicidios and like literal people just being dead because they're women, or they identify as women. On March 11th, they don't celebrate it, but they remember those that had to die or had to sacrifice their life for us to be able to have a day, you could say, or have rights, or have, you know, stuff like that. So I always remember that there's a lot of stuff going on social media where it's like, I'm not celebrating today because we are still lacking so much and we're still missing out on so much, and people are still, being murdered because of the fact that you are a woman, and they don't celebrate it that way. So I just think the idea of both of them is, you know, kind of crazy. Like, it's like, fuck yeah. Like,
yeah.
I love celebrating women, but I mean, what they say is, why do we need one specific day to celebrate women? Celebrate women all the time.
I hear that.
And
I
agree. Like, yeah, celebrate your women all the time. And for everyone that's going to be like, but we don't have a men's day. You can suck my dick.
We celebrate the divinity that is female power to whatever that looks like.
Bringing life into
everybody.
This world. Hello. None of y'all would be here without us. Like, as simple as that, babes.
Right.
The book.
And all those that identify as such, that can.
Exactly.
As well.
Exactly. Everyone that identifies as a woman, because everyone has rights, period.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. It's completely sidetracked there. But so ever since Bonitas Sin Limites, we've been trying to make this happen. And we kind of did that one episode where you were on for a little bit.
Yeah, day was crazy though. We were like in and out.
That day was insane.
Walking people,
especially you,
folks.
Especially you guys.
I was all over the place.
You and Ale were just everywhere. Yes, you guys were. But I mean, you guys were hosting a whole ass event.
Yeah.
So very proud of you guys and how that all ended. It was such a great event. Everyone felt very empowered. Let's say it that way.
Yeah, it was a cool one.
But after that, I saw you for the Bad Bunny concert.
We sure did.
How was that?
So fun. That was so much.
Ugh,
fun.
I really wanted to go to that concert, but I never went. But whatever.
But you were the great pregame. It was like when I told the story, they're like, "How did you do it? Or how did it go? ¿Cómo te fue?" I had the best time. We started at the wine bar. We did an adventure. Got dropped off. Ran in. Did not know where my seat was. Ended up getting a better seat. Because of that.
Mm-hmm. Everything happens for a reason.
Everything definitely happens for a reason. I was this close to Benito. I can touch his shoe on that little island that was like floating around.
I am dying.
Very, very cool. Ugh,
that was super cool. I remember chasing him around San Antonio though. Those first couple of days. Because he was there for like 3 days.
He sure was. Like a week,
and
right?
Everyone on Twitter was going insane. Everyone's like, oh my God, he's here. Oh my God, he's at the cantera. Oh my God, he's at the gym. Oh my. And I was like, on my way.
The meme was like putting him everywhere. They're like, okay, the pearl, he's here. Okay, he's so at the store, the coffee
that
shop.
That was so local. Hilarious to me. Yes, they even made like a meme about it. Like, oh my God, he's here now. And everyone's like, and it was like marketing. Like, fuck you, bro. I didn't actually see him. I went with my friend Ale Ceja and we were just chasing him around. But we truly didn't really chase him around. We just had a tip that he was going to be at this specific bar like the night before the concert, which was great marketing.
Yeah,
because what they did is that the owners told the bartenders, hey, Bad Bunny's going to be here tonight. Like, we, you know, hired him or whatever. But you can't tell anyone, just so you prepare. And they all went and told all their friends. So then all their friends were like, oh, my God, Benito's going to come to this. And it got so packed. It got so packed. And then inside the bar, they had like this big head of like Benito, and then they had like Bad Bunny at the bar or whatever. They had them there, and everyone's like, oh my God, like, he is gonna come. Oh my God. Like, they have it ready. You know how whenever you walk out with like your bottle and they're like, woo, and it usually says like happy birthday or whatever.
Yeah.
It says Bad Bunny at, you know, the club. No free promo for the club. But
shame on you. Yeah, sending me out there
for treating me that way. And it got packed. It got packed. It was so bad. And then whenever like everyone started like, you know, seeing like the anuncio, they like took it to the back, right? And they were like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, everyone is losing their shit, including me.
Honestly, I would too.
I, you know, and then they would play a lot of Bad Bunny and like, you know, it was packed. It was packed.
Sounds like a moment.
It was packed in there. And it's a small place. So it was like super packed. And obviously Benito never got there. Like
me it's and my friend. 2 o'clock, you're closing your tab. Like, oh, nunca llegó.
El pinche Benito nunca llegó. And I wanted to leave early because I was like, I'm really tired right now. I really want to leave. But I was like, I'm going to hate myself if I leave. And then Benito gets here.
Those 5 minutes. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so sorry, queen.
I'm gonna write it out, bro. So I stayed there the whole time. Dude, it was funny. It was super funny. But
I love this story. Yeah, ves? Anything for Benito.
And then the next day, we were going to go to the concert. We were going to buy the tickets. And we just ended up not buying tickets because we waited too long.
It was a packed house.
I know.
It was a packed house. Cell service, non-existent. Don't know her. Yep. Yeah, as soon as I like jumped out the car, that's it. No phone.
It's giving very old times.
It was wild.
It was, I remember, everything was packed. Everything was packed. That was just, it was insane. But we did have the cutest little wine date there with my friend Ale. You remember Ale, that's true. That was super nice. I actually went back after that. Little Death, shout out. Mm-hmm. It's super cute.
So in San Antonio. If you're in San Antonio, go get some wine. On Wednesdays, they have oysters for $1.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
I did not know that. I hate you.
You guys can have that one.
It's free. That one's free. So, Val, tell me about this new journey you just started. Because now, yeah. Miss Ma'am, you're a podcaster.
Finally.
You're a podcaster. You can put it on your Instagram bio
the
now.
Instagram bio, the little mic.
Podcaster. I have it on my Twitter. I was like,
As you should. Let them know.
That's all you need to know.
Let them know we got to the point that we're that bored. We made the podcast. Well, a long time coming. You were one of the first people that I, you know, expressed this idea to, this passion to. I essentially wanted your blessing on, like, okay, you can do this.
Of course. The
godfather of podcast has said we can keep going. You're part of the mafia now.
The 956 welcome to the crew.
Podcasters.
Yeah.
So very cool. Very excited. Like I've been saying over and over, it's super crazy to put yourself out there. It's super wild to really be vulnerable on the mic and invite people that you respect to some certain degree, or that, you know, you see shouting out your community or doing cool things for Laredo and La Frontera. So we hope to kind of talk to people from Brownsville, McAllen, and anywhere in between, just about, you know, cool things that they're up to, adventures that they've done, experiences, really anything in between, just meeting the magic that is La Frontera, telling our stories before somebody else comes and tell us it's a relevant story to tell.
Period. Mm-hmm. I felt that one. So you wanted to do a podcast, which we had talked about months ago. Sure, but has it always been, what is it called? Borderlandia.
Borderlandia.
Has it always been Borderlandia? At Borderlandia.
Well, kind of like when we first spoke. No, I don't think it's somewhere that I ever really imagined myself. The initial idea was just really expressing these kind of thoughts, bringing on people like that. Through my journey, I do a lot of advocacy work. So with that, I get to meet a lot of amazing people out here in La Frontera that do all kinds of work. And, you know, like I said, I just want these stories to be told by us and hopefully encourage and inspire other communities and people wanting to maybe take that next step, because it's scary, you know, from somebody who was once there too. This takes so much courage and community and love and strength and all the things that it takes. So, yeah, it's really cool to see it full circle. Borderlandia is something that I've expanded on in meeting Kevin Loredo. He is very shout experienced out. In the podcast realm. He's had, you know, quite a few.
He's literally had all of them.
He has a library of just backlog podcasts.
Yes.
Definitely falls into that trope. Kevin, you fall into the trope. You're the fucking man on the podcast game. But anyways, with that comes all this knowledge that he was, you know, open enough to share with me and take me on this adventure to teach me and hopefully guide me in a way that I can eventually fully express myself to what it needs to be. Right now, we're really focused on telling these stories and meeting these people and connecting as friends ourselves and seeing, you know, how we as creatives, which is a very small, for now it seems, community in Laredo. You know, it's not something that a lot of people are doing or really just interested in, as what I've seen. You know, like I said, maybe it is something that I'll notice changes.
Yeah.
And I hope to see that, but until then, you know, it's cool to create with somebody who also has that passion and that love for what we got going on. You know, he's also super in tune with La Frontera and what's going on, and he himself knows amazing people doing creative work out there, you know, with their photography business and the backlog as well. Yeah, I'm really excited to see this partnership blossom into something really cool. So yes, tune into Borderlandia. We're going to bring all these amazing people, Marlene included. So definitely expect her on there.
Shout out to me.
And if you guys know anybody as well that you think, you know, falls into these categories, shout them out. DM us, comment us. We'd love to meet them.
Refer them.
Refer them.
Be like,
refer
you guys, you should message these people. They're kind of cool.
For Kevin. Every friend you send over, we give you a cup of coffee.
Oh my God, that would actually be very popular. You heard it here first, guys. You heard it here first.
My tab runs up 1,000. I'm broke, girl. I be paying for all this coffee.
You go to work just to pay for coffee, literally. Just to pay your debt. But we have to be a little selective there who goes out and who doesn't. I think that's such a beautiful dream. I think that's something that is very you. You've definitely always wanted to put people on. Mm-hmm. Like, just, you know, what are you doing? Talk to me about it. How can we help? How can others come on and talk about it too? And I think that's very community oriented, and obviously it comes from the beautiful heart that you have, Val, because not a lot of people can do that. And Kevin with the knowledge, and he is such a good talking person, like, yeah. Just I mean, he has the experience. Love him Kevincito. And
mic presence, production, yeah. He's got it all, full package. Nora, you got a good one, girl.
I mean, let's but not talk about Nora. One, I mean, you know? Nora has Nora,
we'll have a whole episode too, so. Just the Nora fan club.
Dedicated
I'm
to
the
her.
President.
I've done it before. I think it's funny. I've done it before on one of the episodes. I don't even remember which one it was, but we were just talking about how amazing Nora is. Like, Love her. Love both of them. And Riley. We cannot forget Riley. Duh.
Shout out, Riley.
But I'm excited for your project. I'm excited to see where it goes. I know you guys released your first episode this week.
Today.
Literally today. Yikes. Which is, oh my God, today's Friday.
Today is Friday. Friday the 13th. We are so rowdy for doing that. Did not even consider that until right
now.
That's
so cool. That is Friday the 13th. Do you believe in Friday the 13th?
Well, you know, I was scheduled to work today.
That's true.
And I didn't work because the machine decided to do its own Friday the 13th situation. So we had to close today.
Was it decided to? You guys deserved a day off.
Yeah.
Another day.
To it prep. So we did. We sure did. I got a little bit of superstition on that one. And to some extent I do, right? I don't live tried and true
what is, to what is like
all the superstitions.
Like, what is the superstition of Friday the 13th?
The bad juju's out there.
Really? It's supposed to be like a bad day or what?
Maybe we should do a good Google search on this.
Yeah, actually. Let me
pues así siempre ha dicho, I remember seeing the episode of Hey Arnold back in the day.
Oh my God.
So that day was like depicted as like it's super unlucky. You see the black cat, you better look out. You see the ladder go around it.
Oh my God,
so that's like my idea of it. And I guess that's where everybody gets the... And the tattoo specials, hello. I have like 3 Friday the 13th tattoos. So
did you get them today?
No.
Oh,
in
past,
prior years.
Past, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know. Horikawa had one and I was dying to go so bad. I was like...
The urge is real, though.
I was like, maybe I should go. Real.
Support your local tattoo artist.
That's so funny. We were just talking about that, me and my friend Evelyn, because I saw her earlier today. And I'm sorry, guys. I have like a cough that has not gone away in like 3 weeks. And Jerry does tattoo, is Evelyn's brother, and he's nice. Our tattoo artist on call, and
ooh,
he works
that.
At Horikawa.
House tattoo artist.
Right?
That's hot.
And he posted like all of these like Friday the 13th promos, and I was like, interestante. Very interesting.
So cute. Yeah.
I was like, I'm kind of down. And Evelyn just texted me right now. She's like, I kind of want to get a tattoo.
No, sure.
And I was like, oh my God, why was I just talking about that? Like, literally, like, I'm super down. So the whole Friday the 13th, I looked it up. It just says it's supposed to be an unlucky day. It's considered an unlucky day in Western superstition.
Mm. Is there like a correlation to the date or anything?
It says in the original Friday the 13th, 1980, Miss Pamela Voorhees, who was played by Betsy Palmer, stalks and murders the teenagers preparing Camp Crystal Lake for reopening.
Oh, so it's all...
So I guess it's just based on the movie.
Okay.
I guess it's just based on the movie. Because there's a movie. Yeah, there's a movie.
Totally cult culture. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Literally. So that's why it's supposed to be an unlucky day. I don't think today was very unlucky to me, but I was home most of it. So maybe that's why it wasn't that unlucky.
Leaves. I don't know. The tire pops.
Shut up, Val.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my like, God.
You're
my truck
the
was,
one that said it.
I'm my just... truck was breaking down a couple of days ago and I was like, I really cannot afford this right now. Like, I need you to quit your shit. Like right now. I can't. I always see that meme that says, whenever you think you're finally getting your shit together and then your car is like
a little light.
Nope. Yeah. Engine. I need a check now. And you're just like, no. Like, I need to sell my kidney again.
I feel that way with pets. This week has been so intense with my pets.
Oh my God.
They're getting older. Burgers is 8. Big Mama is almost like 9 or 10. I inherited her, so I don't really know too much of like when she was born and things
I
like that.
I love that name, Big Mama. I've always been a big fan.
They were big fans.
Yeah. I was like, I love that.
Which, to be fair, I had never like seen it up until like I met Big Mama, which was a few years ago. I mean, but when it came out, I wasn't like super on it. Y pues sí, this week I've noticed that they started like limping a little bit. So we took them into the vet. I thought, oh no, like they hurt themselves. Here we go with the little cast. But it's arthritis. They're getting old on me. And it's crazy, both within the same time. That's too weird. But yeah, now it's a new thing that I have to do, a new monthly expense that it'll be.
We need to talk about that. We need to talk about that because I have 3. I have 2 dogs and a cat. So it's Brandy, my blonde princess, and then it's Diger, the one that everyone knows because he has like a black eye, and then the other one's white. And then I have Stella, my cat. Stella's the youngest of all. She is 2 years old.
Oh,
she's gonna
just
be 3.
A baby.
Yeah, she's gonna be 3 this April.
Okay.
And this March. And Brandy is 10 this year.
Oh.
And Diger is 7 this year. So Diger has hip dysplasia and he has arthritis. He developed arthritis at a very early age, which was maybe around like 4 or 5. But I didn't get it treated until he was 5 or 6.
Oh.
So I have a lot to talk to you about that to make your life a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then Brandy, as of right now, she has not developed anything. She just has like little fat balls, like literally they're little balls of fat. Like that's it. She went to the vet this week as well. And she, you know, they checked that out and they're like, yeah, you don't have to worry about this. It's just,
they're so interesting.
They're just little balls of fat. Like that's it. And it doesn't bother her, which is great. Usually whenever it bothers your pet, that's when you should start worrying about it. But she really does not care. So we do need to come back to that, mm-hmm. but I will literally take on this whole hour talking about that. So I don't want to do that as of now, because I want to talk.
Yeah,
I want to talk to you about other things.
Episode. You're the youngest pet advocate.
Oh my God.
You have a wealth of knowledge.
I have an episode with these great, great people that are called Bryce and Mackenzie. Big shout out to them. BK Pets on Instagram. They have thousands and thousands of followers now. They have grown their platform like crazy. But they're really, really, really cool people that they have dedicated their lives to try to have their dogs live as long as they can and as healthy as they can and as happy as they can. So definitely check them out. Those great. I love BK Pets. They're just great. I love all their dogs.
They're out of San Antonio?
No, they are actually, I think they live in Colorado right now. Wow. Yes. I met them online. They just...
The power of the internet.
I don't even know. Yes. I don't even know how it started. I just remember running into their account and I was like, I love these people. Like, I just followed them for a couple of weeks and I was like, wow, I'm obsessed.
I love that.
And then just out on a limb, I was just like, oh my God, you guys should be on my podcast. And they had like 30,000 followers. Like, I never thought they would see my message.
I love you for putting yourself out there.
I fucking text famous people about this all the time. I'm not even kidding. I've messaged Drake and Russ like 1,000 times. Like, hey, you should be on my podcast. Like, they don't even leave me on scene. Like, they don't even see it. So whenever I messaged them, I was like, yeah, you know, what are they going to do? Block me? Like, whatever. And Bryce replied and he was like, yeah, we'd love that. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
That's so cool. You see, and people, try it. Just
yeah,
say it.
Just yeah, yeah, yeah. Just honestly, just go out and just do it. Just, I always say, what do you have to lose that you couldn't gain?
You've always been a huge advocate for that. And I appreciate and admire so much of that energy, because it's what inspired me to continue to even think about getting behind a mic. So definitely love that you put that energy out there. It's all truth.
Talking about stuff that we want to do, or goals. What are some of your goals for 2023? This is also the first episode of 2023.
Ooh,
oh my God, we're in a whole
honor.
New. Yes, of Holy course. Yes, of
new
course.
Year, new energy.
New year, same me, but badder. Because it's the same. I'm doing the same shit. It's just on a bigger scale.
Bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I have news for all my fans.
Tea.
My fans, which are like Val and Josh.
Give it to us.
I'm moving.
Again.
I'm moving to Chicago.
Wow. I'm so excited for you.
This is the first. That's so funny. This is the first time that I tell like anyone on. I mean, obviously, like, oh, so Evelyn's moving with me. So obviously
that
she knows.
So
and
cool.
Like my family knows.
That is
but,
so
like,
exciting.
Yeah.
That
so
is
I'm,
in the city. In the windy city at that.
In the windy city, babes. Yep. I mean, I am from Chicago. So I've lived there before. Yeah. But I haven't lived there as an adult. So that's one of my goals. To make it and survive.
Yeah.
And hopefully at least spend a good 6 months before I come back. Because I always end up coming back to Laredo. But
it always calls you back.
That's the energy that's happening right now. That's the big leap
I cannot
that
wait.
We're doing. That's why I've been in Laredo for such a long time, because I got rid of my apartment.
Your attention, please.
Oh my God.
The public library will be closing in 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
If you have any
oh my God, can you guys hear that?
Borrow, please bring them to the circulation desk at this time. Su atención, por favor.
That was God. I will definitely wait until they kick me out. Yeah. A little interruption, guys. Oh my God, completely lost my train of thought. What was I talking about?
Chicago, the Windy City.
So, oh yeah. So yeah, so we're moving. Oh, so I got rid of my apartment in San Antonio.
Okay.
And I came to Laredo and I've just been here for like a week and a half. And yeah, we leave soon. Okay. I will definitely not say when because there's some creepers out there, but
yeah.
Soon. We're leaving soon. By February, I will be.
I'm so stoked to see all the adventures you post, to all hear all the people that you talk to.
Ah, that's the big one. Yeah. I will continue doing That's Just My Opinion podcast.
Can't wait.
I do have some really, really cool people already in line to talk about them and like the coolness of what they're doing. And I think that's such a beautiful thing because I love my border town. I'm not going to lie. Laredo has done for me what I really never thought it was going to do for me. But I feel like it's time to venture out and it's time to go elsewhere. Not only that, but my family lives there. So it's time to spend time with my family, which I have not done in years, because I usually just go for like a couple of weeks or like a month at max, and then I have to move back.
Reconnecting with your roots.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But yeah, like that's a really big part of what I will be doing 2023. Definitely working my ass off. Second of being nicer to myself. Oof, that's a big one because I'm a big fan of myself, but I feel like I can be a better fan. Like I feel like I hate on myself sometimes.
You'd be a better friend.
I can be such a better friend to myself. Yes.
I feel that one.
And that's a really big heavy one because a lot of people may not understand, but I am also the oldest sister or like the oldest daughter.
I feel you, queen. Eldest sister syndrome is real.
Yes. And I just, sometimes I just feel like everyone depends on me. Like literally, I feel like the world depends on me sometimes. Like if I don't do a certain thing, the world will collapse. And that's so insane to like say or mention. But it's true. So this year, I definitely want to be more about me. Less people-pleasing tendencies, which is really hard to get to. And being nicer to myself. So that includes my health. So I did go to a doctor recently and I was like, you know, I'm 26. I'm getting older. My body isn't as young as it used to. So I want to say everyone should fucking get checked. Now, turns out I'm missing like half of my vitamins and I'm missing vitamin K, which means my body isn't even absorbing the rest of the vitamins that I'm having. And I can be better at it. I can be better at it. So drinking my water, drinking my vitamins, having my supplements, making sure I keep on moving my body, you know, just trying to do good habits or to gain good habits for the future.
Love that.
Because like self-care. Because I'm very excited about my 30s. I'm not gonna lie. I heard not too long ago that 30s are kind of like the best years because you're not constantly struggling with yourself in your 20s like you do in your
20s. I feel that.
And you're not quite in your 40s yet, so it's just like that gray in between. I'm thrilled. I'm not thrilled to leave my 20s. Not thrilled whatsoever. But I have a good feeling. I have a good feeling. And then not too long ago, well, actually, one of the podcasts not too long ago that I posted, I was talking to this girl. Her name is Juno. And she's an astrologer in San Antonio. She's great.
She's an amazing person.
I love her. I absolutely just in awe with everything that she knows. And she talks about me going through this like really gigantic change before I get into like my 30s. And I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
So, and she also said I was going to be famous by then. So
I believe it. In Chi-Town, we'll come back and anything check. Can happen.
We'll come back and check. But tell me, Val, what about you?
Well, as a 31-year-old going on 32, it's funny because it's like I'm finally getting that energy. I don't think until then I was like, I don't feel it. I don't feel 30. And now I feel that. Not necessarily that I feel it. I'm embracing it and I feel the energy and the confidence and the self-love is slowly, finally. For a long time, it wasn't there. And I think that's what the 20s are, right? It's turbulence. It's insecurity. It's unsureness. It's unstable. It's lots of changes. It's learning and unlearning all the fucking time. Not that that stops, but as a 31, I feel like I'm finally honing in on the bad bitch I am, you know? Period. It took a long time, and it took a lot of community and a lot of friends, and it took me a longer time than I would have wanted to, but I'm finally here, and I think that that's maybe the energy that the 30s brings. I look forward to also being famous by the end of my 30s.
It's okay, got you.
But if yeah,
I think we all make it.
I love that. And that's exactly the community that I love and why I love you so much. But yes, the 30s are so much fun. I think it's a time to be a lot more, you know, out there and not as concerned about the external and all that other stuff and societal things that are in the way, all that shit. Pero bueno, before I wanted to just backtrack, you were talking about health resources. There is if you're part of the state of Texas, because I know we have listeners from all over, but in the state of Texas, I'm sure your state might have that too. There is something called the Healthy Texas Women's Program. And so it's free if you qualify. So hopefully if it's something that is out of your access to get yourself checked annually, because I know it is for me, I am part of that program and it helps immensely. And hopefully, you know, if you have any other resources, share them with Marlene and I'd love to learn about them. But yes, get yourself checked annually. It's super important. If you've never been, it's something that you have to do once you hit, I think, your adolescent ages, and especially if you're sexually active.
Ooh, yes, always that's practice a big safe one.
Sex. Todas las cosas. But bueno, back to the commitments, because I know we're on a time crunch. Above. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, the library is going to close on us. I know. We have 20 minutes.
So commitments that I have for the year, showing up imperfectly. I think that that's something so big for me. You can blame it on the stars. I'm a Virgo rising. But at the end of the day, I'm also just somebody who puts big limits on myself. I'm my worst enemy.
Felt.
So it's so hard to sometimes put stuff out there like the fucking podcast. and just content for me. I think I was those people. I love to create. I'm always with my phone. And it's deeper than just the social media aspect of it. I love art. I love capturing an image. And I love making you be in a place with me. So I create all the time. And for a long time, I had all this shit in drafts. I wouldn't put it out. And so slowly, I would throw them out there and be like, wow, this is so good. And I'm like, really? You like that? That was not that best of my work. But then slowly but surely, just practicing that. And only up until recently with this veggie fiesta that I've helped organize, a plant-based festival we're trying to have in Laredo.
Shout out. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. It's been able to kind of really help me present myself imperfectly. You know, maybe, you know, my hair is not perfect or the lighting isn't the best or I didn't think of what I was going to rehearse or say before going live. And for the podcast as well, maybe not being as prepared or wanting all these nitpicky little details to be perfect and having it hold me back. No more of that. So in this year, I have to just be like, you know what? Your nails aren't done. Do the motherfucking unboxing. You know, your hair is crazy. Do the live. So this week too, I did lives for Veggie Fiesta. I had, you know, and these are minuscule things that I felt. I was like, I don't look what I want to look like for others. And that shouldn't matter, you know. Just do it.
But
just
that's the thing. Why are you showing up for others?
Right. And this has always been the conversation you and I have had. If you go back to the tracks for Bonita Sin Limites, it was that same energy. And I think until that moment, this is a huge story to my journey, is when you said that to me. I was super scared of shining. I didn't want to acknowledge the work that I had done that day. And I hurt to hear that, girl, man. So emotional.
Big hug.
It hurt to hear that. It was an eye-opening experience. I think for me, I said, I never want to feel like that. I shouldn't feel like that because I should acknowledge the work that I've done and it hasn't been perfect and I don't know all the answers and I've made mistakes and
it's okay
to give myself that grace. And if others decide not to give me that grace and love and hug, then that's all right. But again, something that took me a long time to realize, talking now, obviously we're still not there, but at the next podcast, you'll hear it. It's growing. And it's something that I'm actively trying to nurture is that self-love. And that in itself is enough of a commitment, but I think also just pushing this work that I love and letting it grow to whatever it is it needs to be and explore with it as much as I want to be able to be the creator that I want to be. So yes, expect me on the podcast, expect the YouTube, expect more obnoxious reels, and hopefully they resonate with you and you show some love, because it is hard. It might seem easy and you get the best highlights of it all, but there's a lot of work and love that goes behind it every single day.
I think that is a very, very big thing, because I feel content creating sometimes does not get the shout out that it deserves, we could say. because there's a lot behind it. Like, yeah, you know, I take my phone everywhere and I take fucking pictures of everything and I take videos of everything and then I have to go home and edit it.
Yeah.
But it takes time.
Right.
It takes energy. It takes frustrations and it takes like just so much. And for that, I want to shout you out.
Thank you.
And not only that, but a lot of people do it for others. And they forget to do it for themselves. And whenever we had that conversation about me telling you, like, why are you so shy to shine? Or why do you feel bad because you're shining and other people aren't? It's because I was there. Like, I felt
you saw her.
The need of not shining too much because what are people going to think? Like, why are people going to think that I'm full of myself? And
it's not who you want to be.
It wasn't until 2020, till COVID, literally, till we were locked up in our houses, that I really started looking into this book that's called It's All in Your Head, which I've talked about it on the podcast 1,000 times before. And it's by Russ. He's this rapper that has been able to make his way into the music industry without having a record deal holding him up. You know, like, he just posted his music on SoundCloud, and I mean, a lot of artists post their shit on SoundCloud, but he just kept on going, you know, and he just kept on going and stopped doing it for others and start doing it more for himself. And in this book, he talks about why he doesn't agree that people should be humble, because he's like, why am I supposed to limit me for other people to feel comfortable around me? And I think there's a big difference. I mean, culture-wise, as, you know, a Mexican woman, it was always taught for us to be humble even hasta cuando ya you make it.
Right.
And as someone that lived in Mexico and then moved to the United States and then, you know, now always post in English and I post my truck and I post all of this and vacation and blah, blah. And it's always like, just remember where you came from. And I feel like a lot of people put a negative end to that. Like, I'm never going to forget where I came from. Like, I am going to remember playing on the streets.
Jenny from the block.
And I'm going to, exactly. And I'm going to remember just, you know, eating huevito con frijoles and just eating a maruchan because that's what we had, and going to school in the middle of the hood. And like, I lived in the hood of Mexico. And I feel like that doesn't put me down. And the people that met me at that point are not trying to put me down either. Like, if you feel threatened by the person I am now, it's because you have a problem. Like, I'm not trying to make you feel less. I am not trying to make you feel smaller.
Right.
I am making myself acknowledge the fact that I've grown. Right. And the fact that I've put in the work. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I also deserve to be acknowledged. Why? Because I've suffered it.
You've done the
work. And that's why I deserve to be the bad bitch that I am now, which I will continue to grow into a badder bitch, right? But as of now, you know, we're here. And I want to say that to you. Do not feel like you need to be a little less you to make other people feel more comfortable with themselves. Not because you're a bitch about it. Not because, you know, fuck everyone else. Like, no, I'm trying to help everyone, but you can only do so much. That's something that literally needs to be tattooed on my forehead because it's so hard for me to, like, right, just let people do them. Like, I always want to be there saving you, but
the library will be closing in 15 minutes.
Oh my God, it's closing again. But it's something that you learn and it's something that you grow into and it's something that you will understand on your own time.
Yeah. And also the embrace of my community. I think that, a sidetrack, sometimes you think of this work and you think of putting yourself out there like that and you think of all the good that comes from it, the change that you're able to make and make tangible, but you don't get the other version of it, right? And so until you live it, until you see friends that were once your friends put you down and you hear it. I mean, Meg raps about it.
Mm-hmm.
They resonate. Period. I'm like, that part, bitch. But, you know, at the same time, too, it's also, it's like this little pendulum and finding the middle ground of, and this is one of my commitments as well, is a humble brag. right? Because I think for a long time I've dimmed my motherfucking light in trying to make others feel comfortable or not as threatened or whatever, you know, mental intelligence that'll take. Because I think what you just spoke on is a lot of mental intelligence that people might not reach. And within my community, I don't think that it's always there for some folks, or some people, for, you know, the way that they were raised or whatever has a lot to do with things like that. I'm not too sure. Cannot unbox all those people here.
And let me just say something really quickly about that. Some people don't deserve to be a part of your journey.
Mm-hmm. That's and what I'm learning right now.
It doesn't mean that they're bad.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that you need to be mean to them or anything like that. It just not everyone is going to be on the same level that you are, because some people haven't put in the work. And not only that, but some people don't want to put in the work. Yes. Some people
you brought me to church today.
Just want
to
stay there.
You didn't bring me to a podcast. You brought me to church. She's here.
We had so much to talk about. Wow.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's because it's just something that needs to be noted and needs to be remembered. It happens a lot with friends. You know, you have this really good friend that's always there, and like you see their potential, but if they don't see their potential, you can't force it out of them. It happens with family. It happens with, you know, cousins that you guys have always been there, and like, and it just, it stops at a point. And it sucks most of the time, but we came into this world alone, and we will most likely leave this world
alone. That's always the...
And that's why you need to be so comfortable with your solitude. And that's why you need to be your own best friend and your own closest friend and your confidant. And I'm not saying don't make other friends because everyone's going to leave you, even though they may. But just, you know, don't take it so personal.
Definitely.
Don't take it so personal. Like, just because one person can't meet you on the same level, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you're a bad friend.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you're, oh my God, you're so full of yourself now, Val. Like, I'm sorry. Like, actually, I'm not sorry. I'm just me. And if it doesn't work and we can't be friends anymore, or you don't want to be my friend anymore, some people just don't want to be your friend. And some, oh my God. And some people just see you sometimes, you know, they turn from being best friends to just acquaintances.
Right.
And that's fine. Like, you still want to see them win. It's just everyone wins in different areas, you could say.
Yes. I think that that's also something that I've gone through, to see that, you know, there's a light on the other side of it all. Because that stuff is something that just takes a toll on you as well. And it makes you not want to continue the work because it hurts. But, you know, you grow from it. You learn from it. Like you said, it's something that you just have to kind of understand and continue. Taking us here with the sermon.
Right?
Yeah. Amen. I really hope that resonates with some of you guys.
I really had stuff to say. I have not made an episode in, I want to say maybe like a month. And you see, one of the resolutions that I should have for this year is making solo episodes. Mm-hmm. It has always been my biggest just thing. Like, I made a couple of them last year. I don't remember if it was last year or the year before that, but I made a couple of them. I just feel like I'm talking to myself.
But you have a lot of conversations to have.
Ugh, I know, but I need to have someone there with me. You know, well, not all the time. I mean, I talk to myself a lot. That, not gonna lie. I talk to myself a lot. Like, just during my day, like, I love being alone because I'm always having conversations with myself. But recording it, I have like a mark. Like, I can only go on for like 30 minutes. And then I'm like, now what? What should I talk about now? But whatever. I'm trying these new things.
Take the challenge.
I'm definitely
30-minute episodes are cute. They get me from point A to point B. I'll tune in. Yeah.
I love it. Yes, you will. I love that. I think this has been a beautiful episode. I think we kind of started it with, what are we going to talk about today?
Yeah.
And we always find conversation with that, which I absolutely love. I definitely think there should be a part two, because we do still have so much to talk about and express. But I love having you on, Val. I love talking to you. I think you are such an interesting person. And I think you have so much ahead of you, which we were talking about before we got on the pod. And I'm proud of you. I'm Thank so you. Proud of everything that you have accomplished and all the times that you've gotten out of your own way, because at the end of the day, you are that wall yeah. that stops yourself. And it happens to all of us. I mean, I feel like a lot of people can really resonate with that one. But just remember, it's a new year and you can do so much more. And remember to listen to that little person inside of you that maybe at a point was really scared to like get out into the world and do all of these things. And just look at yourself now. One thing I really like to do is go back to, I like writing. I like writing, and I usually do it on my notes on my phone. I lock them, so if you guys are using my phone, don't go try going through them. But I like going back and just, and I mean, it can be the same thing as journaling. If you guys journal, you can go back into like those days and see what was like your biggest like issue that you're like, oh my God, the world is gonna end because of this, and it didn't. You know, it didn't. You actually overcame it. And now it seems like the most minuscule thing in the world. And at a point, it was a big wrecking ball that you felt like it was going to absolutely destroy you.
Yes. Borderlandia.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And that's what I want to tell people now. Just believe in yourself.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm glad we were finally able to sit down. I know it's been a long time coming. I always appreciate the self-love and the words of affirmation. I think you're such a strong inspiration and you advocate so much for that, you know, conversation, even if it's not necessarily you feeling it because you say it and you own it. Not always do you feel that magic, but you advocate for continuing to find it. And I thank you for crossing paths with me and deciding to show up that day and go live. You know, we hadn't met. We super surface conversation. And like you said, I just kind of throwing myself out. It's like, hey, do you kind of want to come have this conversation? And you were able to bring that magic and that light into that event. And that's exactly what gravitates me to you and to this podcast. And I hope whoever listens to this today too felt something from what we said today. So thank you for the love. Thank you for always empowering me. Fucking girl power.
Fucking thank girl you. Power. I just want y'all to know that I'm just like crying right now because Jesus. I think there's certain friendships that are just so pure. Like it's just truly like admiration. And I think that's something that we have. And yeah, love. I love that. And I can't wait to have another episode a year from now and be like
abonitas.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my God, like we really did that, huh? We were at the Fabric Library, and once we have like our studio and like we've grown so much,
manifesting it. We can't wait to go back to Japan and have our studio there. It's gonna
oh my
be
God
so good.
I've literally it's so funny that you mentioned that, Val. We have literally been talking about going to Japan.
It's beautiful. I recommend
that
it
is
to
so
everybody.
Insane. Like anytime we've been talking about this for the I'm longest like, time.
I
for the
know.
Longest time.
And I'll leave it with this. Okay, last thing, because the guy's like letting you so because it's resonating on the like, conversation. So Gwen Stefani's What You're Waiting For is my anthem for 2023, and I hope belongs to you. Listen to the lyrics. This girl is self-empowering herself. It's talking about the self-doubt that she has to break out into a project that is solo, right? Which was leaving her doubt. And her in her head and wondering the what ifs. And her saying, what are you waiting for? You know, what are you waiting for? So that's my anthem for 2023. Let's jam it. Tag me if you do.
Yes, definitely. It's what are your one. Socials?
At Eco Pal Val. I just got a TikTok. So at Eco Pal Val on TikTok, on Instagram. I got the link tree and all that campsite on the profile. So yeah, you can find all the stuff there. Borderlandia.
All that technological
Tune in.
Shit.
Look into the events that I'm hosting. I'm putting all my hard work to provide all the resources for everybody and connect cool people together and hopefully build more fun stuff.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next time.